spoke, and not only to the Jewish people, but to the whole world through his son. And here to think about, we're living in those days, the last days. The revelation comes direct through the Son of the living God. And I believe as we, just in our hearts, will begin to exalt him and show more of a hunger for what God has in his word, we'll find that the word will take on a new anointing and it'll be even a greater flow, easier to minister, and far more truth come flowing forth as we consider what is ahead. And it's exciting to me to think about what's ahead. After the last days, God said there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, brother. And there's going to be a new priesthood, the order of Melchizedek, and that's the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's a priest and kingly office that's combined together. And God wants to raise his people up to reign with him in that priesthood. Brother, we're touching on some tremendous things when we get into the book of Hebrews about the things that are ahead. I'd like to do something tonight. Just dismiss you as you feel led to go. But say, turn out 3/4 of the lights. Just to kind of just bring a spirit of holiness. And God's house is a house of worship and prayer. And just some choruses. We can worship him and praise him and exalt him. Because I'm thankful that God has spoken to me in these last days by his son. Aren't you? And let's exalt the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives with a few choruses. And then you just leave with your family as you feel the moment is right for you to go.
I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He is high and lifted up, and his strength fills the temple. High and lifted up, and his strength fills the temple. The angels cry, holy. The angels cry, holy. The angels cry, holy is the
cry, holy.